Hi, this is Judy K. Mozoff, and I'm thrilled to welcome you to December's Show Your Shine podcast. December's podcast is about reflection. The dictionary defines reflection as the act of reflecting something, careful thought, considered idea, or a cause of blame or credit. I would like to focus this podcast on the description, a considered idea. The idea I'd like you to consider is a quote I wrote last spring for National Speakers Association's annual conference. The theme for the conference was imagine. My quote was, imagine living your life worth ending in a ta-da. What I mean by this quote is, imagine living your life in such a way that when it is coming to an end, you feel like throwing your hands up in the air and shouting at the top of your lungs, ta-da, to signify a life well lived. Consider for a moment what it would take for you to feel this way. And I'm not talking about getting everything you want in life. Funny thing is, in most cases, the things we think we need and want aren't really the things that make us happiest. I would like you to reflect back over this past year. Are the things that made you the happiest the things you thought you needed and wanted and had to have? Or were there some things seemingly simple, totally unplanned for, and maybe you even assumed they were negative at first? When we lose our biases, judgments, and expectations of how things must be in order for us to be happy, we open ourselves up to experience all the joy that life has to offer. So if we believe this is true, why is it so difficult to be open? For many of us, it is the fear of the unknown, or fear of being hurt, or fear of failing, or fear of people not liking or accepting us, or in my case, the fear of heights. Yes, I am terribly afraid of heights. At least that's what I've been telling myself and others for years. I have said that line so many times I'm convinced it is true. My knees start shaking when I go any higher than the first rung on a stepladder. What an amazing gift it was to find that I was no longer afraid. Even 2,000 feet above the ground, in a little wicker basket supported by a balloon. I have never felt so free as I had in those 50 minutes flying in a hot air balloon over Napa Valley. How freeing it is to not give our fears power over us and our decisions. My question to you is, what fears, biases, judgments, or expectations are you willing to let go of in order to free yourself, to be open for all that life has to offer you? Imagine letting them go. Imagine living your life worth ending in ta-da! This is Judy K. Mozoff wishing you an awesome December. Today is a great day to show your shine.